Good morning and welcome to the highlight. Real. Good morning. This is going to be a little bit of a quicker show. I just want to give you an update. For those of you who are following regularly, you're noticing that this is coming out on a Thursday, not on a Sunday. And that's because this past Sunday, I was traveling with Miriam and we were staying in a hotel and there were so many logistics that were still coming into place. We were searching like, like animals on Craigslist, just foraging through hundreds and hundreds of Craigslist ads. It was unbelievable, the journey that got us here. And we recorded so much of it, and I'm going to edit that down into kind of vlog style content, and you'll be able to find that on my Facebook and also on our YouTube channel. But what I want to be able to do just for a moment for this podcast, because I didn't hop on Sunday, is just hop in, give you a quick update on just kind of fun perspective from my own life, and then drop in with B real quick to kind of further blow out that perspective. And this will be a fairly quick episode, but just want to keep putting energy into this podcast. So something that Miriam and I noticed is that our mastermind calls have been defining moments for us. It's like every single week when we show up to our mastermind call, we have been in an entirely different location with an entirely different set of circumstances that in the actual physical manifestation, in the actual circumstances, they're wildly different, but the actual feeling of it was essentially the same the entire way. So week one of our mastermind, we're in San Diego. We'd just taken a leap. We'd just flown from Boston to San Diego to get our stuff in the storage unit, and we're figuring out logistics. How are we going to get our stuff, which is half an hour north when we don't have a car? How are we going to get a car when we aren't entirely sure about our budget for this trip? We just kind of went. And what's our life going to look like moving to Seattle, where we've never really been before? I've been a few times for like a day or two. What's it going to look like moving to a brand new city that we don't know, where we don't know anyone, or we don't have close friends? What's that going to look like? And that was week one. Week two of our mastermind, we are an hour outside of Seattle. We had just driven up. We spent a couple days in the LA area with our friend Crystal. And we drove up and we were an hour and a half out of Seattle, where we ended up staying that night. So we get to Seattle. And week three of our mastermind, we are on Bainbridge Island, which is on the west side of the Puget Sound, which is the exact opposite of what we were wanting to create for ourselves. We were in not that great of an Airbnb. We were, I don't know, doing our thing. And it was great that we were in the area, but it wasn't the ideal scenario. Week four, we are quite literally in a 12-month lease, had just signed and are moving our stuff in and are sitting in our home. And to reflect on how much can happen in a month, to reflect on each defining, very different chapter of this journey, it is a continual reminder of something I've heard Brugiel say and tell people before in our sessions, where they'll be talking about something that they really want to do and they really want to bring into manifestation and how quickly it's going to happen and how quickly they want it to happen. And he'll say something along the lines of, no, like K-N-O-W, know that it'll come in a little bit slower than you want, but faster than your emotional circuitry will be able to handle. Just by a little bit, it'll come a little bit slower than you want in physical manifestation, but it's actually coming a little bit faster than your body can handle, a little bit faster than your mind will be able to keep up with, a little bit faster than your fear circuitry will be able to keep up with, a little bit faster than what you're actually capable of being with. And of course, we're capable of more than we think we are. But there's this sense of this reality that's coming in will push your edges, and it'll come in a little bit slower than you're wanting, because there's this immediate gratification that we're used to in this digital age. And there's this immediate gratification that we, I guess, have come to imagine is possible through ideas like the law of attraction and through various spiritual philosophies. There's this idea that if I make myself even better and I become even better of a spiritual philosopher, philosopher or practitioner, then at some point I'll be able to snap my fingers and have things come into reality, like, perfectly and easily. And it's not that that isn't true, it's just that reality in itself also has this clockwork-like nature. Reality has other pieces in it. This isn't just our individual playground. This is our collective playground that's being kind of voted on collectively. And how quickly things can come into manifestation also has to deal with other pieces, other factors on this planet and in this collective and even in the etheric kind of realities. So that idea just has been resonating a lot over the past month or so, that it's happening slower than I want, because I wanted to get the car immediately and I wanted to be up the coast immediately and I wanted to get on the road immediately and have our travels happen immediately. And I wanted to, I mean, if we could teleport, I would have teleported, because I just wanted everything to happen like immediately. But along the way, I also noticed all of my fear kicking up for each and every step. And I noticed how challenging it was for my system to take such a leap so quickly. And looking back at the journey, it's insane how quickly everything moved. The fact that week one, we were in San Diego, week two, we were up in Seattle, week three, we're on like the left side of Seattle, staying there, settled in a place for 10 days. And on the right side, or on week four, we're on the right side, exactly where we want, exactly in the neighborhood that Miriam was intuitively feeling, and in a 12-month lease. I mean, unreal when I actually reflect on what's happened over the past 30 days. But my expectations going into it was that everything would happen probably in 14 or 15. So like everything is happening slower than I actually want it to happen, but faster than I can actually handle, faster than I'm actually capable of just being with complete relaxed ease. Like it was a definite stressor on my system, and I'm feeling myself unwind now from this journey. So this feels just like a fun metaphor for life in just how quickly things can happen, but in the actual experience, there are these intricacies. And I think that is the thing that I'm really fascinated with lately, is how to dial in the internal perception of reality. How do I stay calm and joyous and grateful for my current reality, while I'm also pressing into realities that are unfathomable to my current self? What does it look like to be on this journey of life, to be creating as efficiently and as aligned as possible, creating what I ultimately came here to create, creating what my soul feels like I'm meant to create? And what does it look like to also be calm, not be freaking out the entire way? What does it look like to understand this journey enough to where I have enough context to where I go, oh yeah, my body's going to freak out a little bit because I'm moving into something new? What does it look like to understand that internally so that when it's happening, I get it? So that's what I'm really, really fascinated with currently. And I'd love to be able to have Bergail come through just to bring through some further guidance, or if he has any thoughts on that. I also kind of felt myself pulling from the feet a little bit. So the next voice you hear will be Bergail's, and then we'll wrap up.
All right. Hello. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here transmitting in this particular way. What is here and most present currently is just to be able to weave through a little bit more context through this journey of David. And really, we'd love to be able to do that by pressing a little bit more into this idea. This idea that things will happen slower than you want them to, and that they will happen faster than your emotional circuitry will register as ease. this isn't for everything. It wouldn't make sense for everything to work like this. But there are very distinct transition points that come in life. And during these transition points, it is very tempting to be outside of that transition point. There is tension in transition. So in key life points where a piece of your identity that has created an entirety of life around it is transitioning to another identity or piece of identity that has an entire life built or potentially built, there comes a time where the reality itself needs to begin to transition, where you are more representing or more representative of that future iteration than you are of your current, where you're choosing more this future iteration than your current, where that is happening consistently, and where, without a shadow of a doubt, that is what you were becoming. At that point, your reality begins to transition rather rapidly. And this is the huge quantum leaps that many individuals speak about in spiritual communities, although that wording is something to be further explored. But during these huge, quick, instant leaps, things aren't actually instant. As David was mentioning, this is because there is a clockwork-like nature to reality. This is because, even through some of the most precise synchronicities, if you were able to spot every single synchronicity that was available for you and say yes to it, it would still take time for things to come into physical manifestation. It would still take time for the money to come to you. It would still take time for things to land. Now, with this recognition and realization, there comes an internal perspective that is uniquely helpful to be able to move through these transitionary periods and to ultimately become who you truly are. And this is recognizing that things are going to transition more slowly than you want them to. That is a challenging, challenging thing to accept. And for David and Miriam, that meant staying in Bainbridge Island over on the west of Seattle, where they were 3 hours away from where they actually wanted to be. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't ideal. It was transitionary. But because they allowed everything else to work out, because they allowed themselves to become who they needed to be, to write certain posts and to speak their truth boldly, and because they allowed circumstances around them to be orchestrated and to land, for payments to land, for all the logistical pieces to land, they were able to walk almost directly into their apartment, and the very next morning they were able to move in. It happened very, very, very quickly once things were aligned, once things were transitioned, once things were fully orchestrated. And that caveat is what so many individuals tend to overlook when on the first side or when on the beginning side of that transition. It seems as though it can happen instantly, and it can. But the transition into it and truly solidifying into that reality takes some time. It could happen quicker if your bodies were more capable of that transition quicker. It could happen more quickly if your emotional systems and your ego structures were more capable at integrating change. But because they aren't, because you have an identity that's being built over time, because you have an emotional system that's processing things more slowly than the reality's coming in and is lingering on certain aspects of your reality, because of the way that your bodies process information, things can only happen so fastly for them to be perfect and dialed and as quickly as things can possibly happen. That's still for your benefit. Things can happen instantly if you're willing to blow out your system, if you're willing to spin out into a deep emotional turmoil, if you're willing to have something to integrate for an even longer period of time than the transition would have taken originally, if you're willing to break pieces of your own internal reality and not take your body into consideration, not take your humanity into consideration, then you're absolutely able to transition more quickly. And some do choose that route. But when you prioritize ease, long-term efficiency, long-term stability, long-term health, and really long-term what is for your highest benefit, then there are transition points. And during those transition points, it's all about accepting your reality, accepting that things are moving at the pace that they are, and trusting that things will continue to work out. Now, really, the only reason why trust is ever a factor in this or needs to be a factor in this is because trust is what allows you to continue to choose. Because when things get uncertain, when things are transitioning, during that time period, that's where most individuals choose something else because it feels more convenient, it feels more practical, it feels more possible. But to continue to choose the reality that you know you were transitioning into from the very beginning, that is a, we could call it a mastery level approach at walking through life as efficiently and for the highest as possible. It is ease, it is stability, and it is continuing to choose this path that you know is possible and trusting when things aren't entirely going your way. Versus crumpling, and from that crumpled, hopeless state, trying to choose something else. Life will always give you what you need. And once you're on the other side of these transitions, once you are on the other side of truly choosing something different, everything will make sense. And you'll look back and you'll recognize, wow, that happened significantly faster than I ever thought possible. And along the way, it'll feel slower. It'll feel slower than the expectations. It'll feel slower than the desires. Because you're anchoring into that reality that is coming. You are anchoring into the reality that you were choosing from the beginning. So on the way there, of course, there's going to be some rubber banding. Of course, you're going to want to be there. And it is actually that very desire that continues to create. It is that very desire that continues to allow that transition to happen. And with this relentless desire forward, an unshakable trust that life will work for you when you claim what it is that you desire, what it is that you want, and you allow that transitionary time to take place, everything will continue to fall into place. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, for exploring this topic. And to you, David, thank you for trusting. And thank you for moving through the emotions that you needed to get here to Seattle. There is so much coming. And I know you know that. And I just want to continue to affirm that, both in our private sessions and as well publicly, so that all of us can know that things will continue to unfold for you, for Miriam, with this podcast, with this work, and we're excited to watch this work grow. All right. Farewell for now, and to all those listening, thank you. Bye. That makes so much sense. Well, thanks for listening. I'm going to go integrate that. And I hope you enjoyed this little bit of an abbreviated highlight reel. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're watching this today, thanks for checking in, even on a Thursday, to see if there's another episode. Really looking forward to continuing this podcast, really looking forward to all of the things that are going to continue to come. I feel things coming and they're getting clearer and clearer, so I'll continue to make announcements as things get clearer. And in the meantime, I'll see you on Sunday. Bye for now.